Very disappointed, not acceptable. I take responsibility for it because I put the team out on the pitch. Didn't perform anywhere near the levels we're capable of. Waterford played very aggressively, which we expected, and you know, we didn't stand up at any stage during the course of the game. Even more disappointing is taking a lead in a game that we should have been able to sustain, give away two goals right at the death of the first half and obviously the last kick of the game. So in reflection of what we'll sit down, we'll look back, but very, very disappointing night for us.
Going forward in particular, just lackluster even though you took the lead?
Very lackluster, not the way we want to play at all. Our management of the ball was very poor. We didn't create enough opportunities, didn't test our goalkeeper. Our final ball wasn't good enough, and we didn't build on any positive passages of play. We had a spell of 15-20 minutes where we'd done okay, but okay is not good enough, and we have to make sure that we don't serve that up again.
Obviously, Tim Nason's frustrated not getting any chances and comes off and punches the dugout.
He should be frustrated because, you know, we've got to make sure that it's not about any one person here. We've got to make sure that we're all pulling in one direction. Everybody's frustrated out there, but you know, we'll sit down, we'll look at the game, and we'll pinpoint where the frustrations came from, because there's a lot of things in the game that frustrated me as well.
Is it a case now, as you say, back to the drawing board? It's a big weekend coming up, starting with Sligo.
Listen, they're all big games. We got to make sure now when we play at the Brandywell, we use that to our advantage. We got to get the people behind us again. We got to perform better than we did tonight. So we have another week now. We get ready for it. Disappointment will suck us up, and we got to learn from tonight very quickly.